Peter Dobby here in Doha. The headlines on Al Jazeera. The Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi is repealing three controversial farm laws that had triggered a year of nationwide protests. Farmers said the reforms threatened their livelihoods. Now Mr. Modi is telling them to go home.
Today I have come to tell you and the entire nation that we have decided to repeal the three laws. We will complete the constitutional process of repealing the laws during the parliamentary session that begins at the end of this month. Today I am asking all my farmer friends who have been protesting to return to your homes, your farmlands and your family.
Pavni Mittal has more reaction for us from New Delhi.
On one hand, they're celebrating because this is something that they've been waiting to hear for more than a year now. I mean, farmers have been stationed outside New Delhi through winter, through the heat, through the pandemic, saying that they want these three laws, which they say would leave them worse off, to be repealed. And the government until today has been saying that these laws were actually going to benefit them. So today is a big day for them. On the other hand, the unions that are happy about this have said that they will only go home once the parliament, which passed the three laws, will repeal them officially.
Hundreds of Iraqis who gave up trying to enter the European Union have now arrived back home. Their repatriation flight first stopped in Erbil and then Baghdad. They were stuck at the border between Poland and Belarus in cold, wet conditions. The Spanish Coast Guard has rescued a group of migrants stranded in a boat near the Canary Islands. The boat was carrying 40 people. Two died at sea. Two others were taken to hospital in a critical condition. The U.S. President Joe Biden is holding his first in-person meeting with the leaders of Canada and Mexico at the White House. It's the first such meeting of the three North American nations for 5 years. The Canadian military has joined rescue efforts in the flood-devastated province of British Columbia. One person has been confirmed dead. 18,000 people have been forced to leave their homes in the country's westernmost province. Flooding and landslides have cut major roads, making transportation of goods difficult.